Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is the very, very petty, very fresh and feisty after the weekend.
You're some bitch. Is this, you can hear me all right, can you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not fresh. I'm just going to put it out there. I feel like I have just being dragged through the bush.
Yeah, you feel like you're having this like 2 day hangover. Do you think you're pregnant? Something going on.
Not for like trying. I'm okay though. I'm excited to be here. I've already been cackling like a fucking witch. So that is a good start. It's good to be out of the house.
Hang on. Let me just see. I'm going to play this. Hang on. We might need to cut this out.
Okay.
Yeah, she wasn't having that bean. I mean, she was like, get you and your camera and your stupid drunk face away from me. No, I was like the plague. I was all over all night long.
So we have to just say,
yeah,
that was the lovely Avril Nightshade sending me a little voice note, because yes, Avril is obviously queen of the skies and she was traveling to Toronto after bank holiday bingo. She had an early flight to Toronto,
but she was very good. She went straight home.
She went straight home, and
I was really trying to get her to stay out. No, I've got work, girl. No. I'm gone.
Avril, so we're just going to out Avril now. Avril likes a drink, and her lovely husband Sean basically has to come and pick her up to make sure she leaves, to make sure she goes home, because she's a wild one. But she was in Toronto, and I woke up this morning to 3 videos from Avril, and she said Toronto on a Monday night. Now I've got friends in Toronto.
Yeah.
So I just pressed play and I was like, oh, I didn't recognize the bar. And I pressed play and then she's dancing and it was like she was wearing a GoPro. That's all I can describe. And then over, she's doing a turn and I see in the corner, there's a drag queen in the corner.
Yeah.
So Avril, then you can see she turns back and she aims for this drag queen and she goes over and she just videos the drag queen up and down. And the drag queen is just standing, staring right into the camera lens.
Smiling. Yeah.
Who, the drag queen is actually a queen. I know, Divine Darling.
Yeah.
Her name.
Yeah, she's a curious smile on her face. She's a bit like,
she's like, what are you
what's
doing?
Going on here?
And Avril's like, fabulous. So that was just Avril. I just said to her, that poor queen. So yeah, Avril went at her like a torpedo. Yeah, so that was Avril's wild night in Toronto.
Fucking hell.
So downtown TO.
Divine Darling. There's a divine everywhere, really, isn't there?
I think there's the original divine, like the actual, the drag queen Divine.
What way does she spell Divine?
With an I.
Oh God. Would you go back to Toronto?
No, I don't think so.
No, me neither.
I've been there so many times over the last few years. I went, obviously I was there, I think first in about 2004.
Yeah.
That's when I lived there. And then we went back, I think in about 2006.
Okay.
With me in April.
Yeah.
And then I went back, I think in about 2008, 2009. That was the funnest time. Me and April went. We stayed in the...
I wasn't there. Okay, very nice. Yeah. Did I sleep on a blow-up mattress that time?
No, you actually had the bed. I slept on the blow-up mattress.
With April,
yeah. Oh. The two, and do you remember that was the year we were the sugar lumps? We dressed up as the sugar lumps and we went out to perform. And that was the year that we had the big fight.
Yeah.
That was when April got her claws in and was like literally made... She caused murder on that holiday.
Yes, she did.
She was always the epitome of like a good fight, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She's such a fucking shitstorm bitch. Like she really was. We had a big fight that year. And then... and also she kept her hands dirty or she kept her hands clean.
Clean. Yeah.
She kept her hands clean. She let us have all the argument and she caused all that.
Yeah. That's wild. Literally because she was making you do her eyes as well. She didn't even get her hands dirty to your own fucking eyes.
Fucking pig. So that happened. And then me and April went back then, I think it was 2008 or 2009. That was really fun. We stayed in this gorgeous hotel. The Westin, I think it was, and it was like overlooking the bay.
Uh-huh.
We fucking were absolutely made pigs of ourselves. We like got room service nearly every day. We actually spent a fortune. We had a ball.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, I don't know why, that was just like a great trip and everyone was in good form. Everyone in Toronto was really good crack. And then I went back for World Pride with Dolly and it was just not the same.
No.
It's like a lot of the bars had closed down. The gay village was kind of gone. Things had just changed. Drag Race had really changed a lot of things for the scene.
Yeah, that's wild. And do you know what? Like, I don't know, maybe Toronto is suffering with the same thing. I was trying to organize an event last week. Actually, two events last week. There's nowhere. There's nowhere. Where?
No spaces.
Where are we putting things on anymore? Yeah. Because like, it's all gone. This is a real fucking issue. Like, if you're going to rent somewhere like, I keep calling it Temple Bar Music Center. Mm-hmm. What was it called?
Button Factory.
Yeah, that one. Like, I don't know if people know how much rent is in these places to put on an event, but like...
Housing rent is as expensive as is.
You'd want your ticket price to be fucking substantial just to cover the rent without even putting it on inside it.
It's crazy.
Mm.
And I know that is definitely happening in Toronto for sure as well, but then there's the homelessness situation as well. It's really bad in Toronto.
Is it?
Really bad, yeah. And they have a big crack problem.
Mm.
So that was even worse. The last time it just felt like it just wasn't. In 20 years, it's changed so much. Like, it was a really safe, clean place when I first went there. And it was super gay.
Yeah.
And I just didn't feel like that at all. It didn't feel safe. Didn't feel like it's still a lovely city.
Yeah.
It still is.
Same
nice,
as Dublin. Man.
It's a nice
Literally
city.
Same as Dublin.
And I always thought it was like kind of like New York's politer sister.
You actually kind of described that to me as when I was like, well, what's Toronto like? You're like, well, it's kind of like, you know,
more a cousin, cleaner actually, not sister, cousin.
And like cleaner version as well. Like,
yeah. But then it just, and it also like, you know, everything was expensive, the Canadian rate and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, Avril's over there fucking it up, sis.
I'd love a big American dinner now. Do you know that? You know those like big fucking plates where you're like hanging in the corner, like it comes towards you and you're like, oh,
I love like an American diner.
Oh yeah.
Remember in Toronto, we used to go to Fran's Diner.
Yes.
We used to go there like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were like, some full breakfast, please. We used to get sitting up and like a full breakfast. How'd you like your eggs? Oh, easy. Like pancakes.
But
and
all the queens went there like afterwards. And I think they kind of do that in New York as well, or else they used to. Yeah. Like everyone would meet at about 6 a.m. when they finished their shifts and have like breakfast together, which I fucking love.
We used to go to the Coffee Dock here in Dublin.
I remember.
Remember?
Yeah.
We used to go outside, for those of you that don't know, the Coffee Dock used to be in Balls Bridge.
Uh-huh.
It was in Drury's Hotel and it was like,
oh my God.
It would open from like 5 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the morning. No,
yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning till six. No, it was 6 o'clock from, but basically it used to close at 5 a.m, close for an hour and open at six.
Yeah, for breakfast.
It was open 23 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they would be constantly serving because people would, like, a lot of tourists coming in and out. And we used to go in after the club and like, it was proper, like kind of not fancy, but it was like fancy for that time. But most people are going to fucking Rick's Burgers or like McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to sit down for like a T-bone steak. Do you know what
full,
I mean?
Like full drag, like literally full drag. And in that period, I wore a lot of shrugs. Like really just to like put that in your mind. And the reason I wore the shrugs were so many of the dresses like had like little spaghetti straps. And I just like, I cannot get away with a spaghetti strap.
Britain arms.
Or the other reason sometimes I'd wear them was the zip wasn't fully closing at the back. Yeah. So you just shove that over it so no one could actually see the back of it.
An iconic drag trick.
Yeah, sitting there, wig, flat as a pancake.
Like a cardigan.
But again, for the same reason. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like
that cardigan working overtime. Jesus Christ.
And tiny little delicate pearl buttons.
I'm after getting a flashback, and I don't know if I've shared this on the story. Remind me cardigan story for Patreon.
Okay.
Because I fucking love that story.
Okay, but cool.
It's too mean.
Okay.
So I had to keep over there. So yeah, love that. What would you have been wearing though? At the time.
I went through a big phase of like
little schoolgirl skirts.
Yeah, like so, but I was very always like a trend-based fashion. So around that era, it was all that kind of Avril Lavigne style. Yes. There was a lot of asymmetric vibes. You know, it was around like there was the noughties. Like so, the mid-noughties. That's so funny.
Your style icon was kind of Avril. Mine was Holly Willoughby. Like, you Holly just Willoughby. Can't. You couldn't pick two more different
it was,
people.
It
like.
Was when Holly was a little bit kind of like, you know, she was being described in the media as curvy. Mm. And she's like... Size 12.
She wasn't at all.
She's like a size 12 or whatever. Curvy Holly. And you're like, just because she had like a bit of a tit. Like crazy.
She was my style icon though.
Yeah, Holly, I looked to be like the fucking, the Paris Hiltons, the Lindsay Lohans. Yeah. Like that, like real America LA trash.
It girl vibes. Yeah.
And you were like, hi, I'm Holly Willoughby. Presented this morning. You even had that weird like Lainey Renee of Paris. Google Lainey Renee of Paris. Yeah. That was the wig style. Lainey, L-A-I-N-E, and it was given very chemo vibes.
It really was. I have one picture of it when me and April were like Shirley's kind of backup dancers for Vogue.
Yeah, Vogue.
Yeah, we did like a Madonna night. We were actually laughing
more like
the night.
Issue.
We were laughing the night about Madonna nights in general.
Yeah,
because Tamina was slagging me because I did music by Madonna and I got the white waistcoat, you know, the white cowboy hat, the white trousers.
The white waistcoat was again working overtime.
It was like a pudding wrapper.
It
was from New Look. And I came down with like my stick, you know, my pimp stick.
Hang on. You have to tell the full story. So we were actually, this wasn't a Madonna. You had done that at the Madonna night.
Yeah.
And this was a reprisal.
Yeah.
And
we thought it was a new big number.
Yeah. We thought we were doing it out in the back in the smoking area. And me and Vader were standing on the back of a truck at the end of the smoking area in George. And we were called, here's Victoria's Secret. So she said the big long intro. So she starts at the door of the smoking area to walk through wearing all white, a white cowgirl. Had now very Catherine Lynch in the day, wasn't it?
Or you know, those people that would be like standing outside this rear arena trying to shift the cowgirl hats.
The cowgirl hats.
Yeah, fair enough.
Walking through with the cane, and there's your phone bill coming in, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Vampire Weekend, 21 Pilots, all at the Tree Arena. So she's walking through the crowd, nobody moving out of her way.
Nobody. Because I don't think anyone knew that I was coming from the back of the room, if that makes sense, or the back of the smoking area, essentially.
Back of the room.
Yeah. But then I had to climb up onto the fucking truck as well. Like,
it was touch and go, wasn't it?
But that still wasn't the worst. The worst was me doing 4 minutes by Madonna. And I edited it out, Justin Timberlake. And I remember Shirley looking at me a bit like curious as to how the fuck I edited it out, Justin Timberlake. I still have the edit. And I'd borrowed the toy car, you know, the kids' cars that they can sit in and drive around.
Yeah, the little Tykes one.
I borrowed that from the creche in the building that I work in.
Oh my God.
Shoved it in the back
You're
of me.
You're a sucker for a gimmick, aren't you?
Oh, I love a gimmick. Mm. Shoved it in the back of my Ford car. Don't know how it even fit in there. And then I made a homemade bomb. Homemade bomb. Strapped it to it. And then you just see me slowly pushing the car, leaning against it to get it across the stage. I was like, what the fuck is going through my head?
8 times the size of the car. It's like when you push a dinky with your finger.
Yeah. And Madonna nights were the one though. Everyone fucking loves them.
Really were. Can I just say, just bordering, just before we go back to the coffee duck story, I remember we were there one night and there's this very, someone on the scene. Actually, I'm just going to say, someone we actually had in this podcast. Someone we had on this podcast was also there. And we didn't really know them at the time.
No.
And they fell asleep into their dinner. we watched them across the table fall asleep into their dinner. Like, they I watched because I was sitting facing them and I could see the face getting closer and closer to the dinner. And every time it got really close, sit up, you know, like wake up. And I go, oh, fuck. And then again, they had to go down, like lower and lower. lower, and then eventually just one that just went, and as soon as the nose hit the potatoes, straight back up.
Just to clarify, it was a half a roast chicken, by the way.
Yeah, like, it was half a chicken.
Yeah, what were we ordering? Were we ordering breakfast?
No, I used to have a burger. Oh, but it was like one of these gourmet burgers, you know, like take fucking three hands to hold.
Yeah.
Mental. Like, and like, I'm never like, we never, I did, and we were like, I don't think we were particularly that drunk. Like, I don't remember being particularly like wasted.
Well, we didn't do shots back then. We really didn't.
No, we didn't.
Shots were not a thing. The like,
I've actually got worse with age. I've got wilder the older I've got. Like, I used to be such a tame bitch.
For real? Absolutely. Like, you wouldn't even be looking to order a drink in that coffee dock. You'd just be there for your food and a gossip. Oh, and you'd want a cup of tea. No, a pot of tea, I should say.
I'd never have tea. No.
Really?
No. Tea's like a home thing.
Well, there was no booze. So we must have.
No, we do. I'd say we had a Coca-Cola. Do you know what I was laughing actually coming in here? Do you know when I was actually laughing? Because I was coming in today, I bought some donuts and before it's a bit tender. So I bought a few donuts and a Coke Zero. She likes.
Yeah. You have to be careful because the last time I was like tired and hungover, someone messaged me after the podcast being on, are you okay?
Fuck off, my own business.
That was nice. But I am okay. I'm just fucking dying.
Joanne dreaming. I was coming in. I was thinking, do you know when we'd be in Spain, we'd like over the years we'd go on holidays.
Yes.
And we'd be always the waiter would come over to order and you'd always be like, una coca.
I'd try speaking Spanish.
I'd be like, coke, please. You'd be like, una coca. And the person would be like, huh? Una coca. I was literally going to say, I was like, oh my God, how embarrassing.
It was
like,
probably an English person too. Yeah.
Large coca.
Oh yeah. Like back in... back when me and Dave Dolanty lived in Barcelona, like I really was trying to do all my orders in Spanish. But the best was one time we all got evacuated from a club and something was going on. And we only had five or six words, I swear to God. But I managed to get the gossip out of like it's Catalan they all speak. I was like, what happened? And they were trying to say it real slowly so I could like understand this person bet this person up and they were fighting and then we were all kicked out. Oh. And Dave Dolanty was like, the nose on you. You had to try and use your five words of Spanish to find out what the fuck happened.
Oh, well, good listen, times. I tell you this now, there's also no better. I will always get the information out. You have to ask really pointed questions.
Yeah.
Sophia Hart was texting me the other day about a situation and she left it. She's like, I'll send you a voice note soon. Time passed, didn't get the voice note.
Yeah.
I sent her a thing like tapping the watch. I was like, waiting. Yeah. And then she goes, no. And she kind of played it down. And I said, no, I need to know what is going on here, what was said here, what was said, and what happened there. Uh-huh. And she's like, okay. You need a mandate.
Yeah.
Now, and she sent me a video back. She goes, never take your friends that are like investigative journalists for granted because they'll always get the tea.
You should be in An Garda Síochána. You'd have murder solved like that.
I've been in a few.
Did you eat any Easter eggs?
I only had one.
What did you have?
It was a twirl orange.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
Yeah, like, I eat all the shit when I want. I'm not really big into the Easter bunny.
When I want. She's just that girl. You know what I mean?
No, like, I do think balance is everything, no?
Yeah, totally. Like,
yeah. Also, we have to talk about the country is now in crisis.
Okay.
Because Leo has stepped down, as we talked about the last time.
Yes.
Now, Simon Harris, for those of you probably in the UK, you probably like don't give a shit about this. But I've vested interest now.
Okay, go on.
Because I was hearing today that Simon Harris, I just presumed that he was just instantly going to become the new Taoiseach.
Okay.
But he has to be voted in.
Okay.
So there's going to be a vote inside the Dáil where all the politicians have to vote to see if he's going to be actually the new Taoiseach, or he has to get like 80 votes or something. So if he doesn't get that, then there'll be a general election.
Okay.
So if he does get in, he can move people around like chess inside the party. And I'm going like, Helen McAtee needs to go. That bitch needs to go.
So are you more invested in her
demise? Yes.
Than him?
Yes. I don't care. I'm like, she needs to go.
Okay.
And he's kind of come out. He specifically said his vested interest is, I don't care who's running the country when she goes. Okay. I'm like, I'm determined. Because I just feel like, it's such a crucial part of feeling safe in this city. It's such a crucial part. It affects everybody.
Yeah.
And she has fucked us over.
So she needs to go.
So she needs to go. And I think that, so we'll see. But he's, his vested interest now is law and order and kind of getting things. He was talking, was saying, you know, kind of crazy things like that. Like putting people in jail for like 20 years, no probation, all this mad shit. Mm. Even though the prison service is so overrun, we're fucked anyway.
Yeah.
But there just needs to be, somebody needs to keep, have their eye on the ball. Like, what is she doing?
Yeah, but also, is he just using that because it's a buzzword at the moment?
Of course. And they're all going to say, they're all going to say things like that. But at the end of the day, I think law and order is like when, you know, when you're kind of thinking about politicians and you think about what's going on in the country, like one of my top concerns is safety.
Yeah.
In just in general. I just feel like there's just too many kind of crims on the run. Mm-hmm. And then of course the, yeah, there's like, there's loads, so many issues going on in the country at the moment, but you have to have your top concerns. That's why people vote for different candidates and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. I just, I feel like just, I miss the old Dublin. I miss, not that Wilson here was particularly like really safe, but I miss that. And they're trying to put all these pedestrian areas and stuff around town, and you can't have that without a bit of safety, you know?
Yeah, yeah, completely. I just think that they're all going to fucking tell lies and
That's all they do. I don't particularly like any of our politicians. I don't particularly, actually, do you know, I'd like do like one politician.
Who?
I do like Gary Gannon.
Oh, you do? He's the redhead one, isn't he?
Yes, he just got married. He actually, I saw a video he put up on, no, he didn't, someone put up.
Well, congrats if you just got married.
Yeah, congrats, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Some far rider went up to him and said, started talking shit, and he goes, so would you call me, and you're going to call me a racist, and you're going to call me a far right, and you're going to call me all this? And Gary Gannon just said, I'd call you a gobshite.
Okay, I like that. No.
And so I sent Gary a message, and I said, I said, love it. Or I know I shared the story. I said, oh my God, loving this. Cause it's just like, actually, that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And, he replied to me, and he was, he replied, and he goes, I hope you're well, Dweeney. He goes, your man doesn't deserve any airtime or something, like just really normal sound. And he does a lot of work for like the inner city.
Okay. Love.
And like, he's just a real normal.
See the one though that got, like they were like interviewing for the news and someone called him like a ginger or something.
He goes, that kid just called me a ginger. Oh, I get ginger. But he laughed about it. Like, it's like, it's very relatable.
Yeah.
And people, and he also had a great idea for, a guarded task force for the city centre. That was a separate division just for patrolling the city centre to make people who live in town, who live around town, to feel safe.
Okay.
So it was kind of separate.
Yeah.
Because he's like, it just, something has to be done. And he's from the inner city. So it's like, he's seen it all. So yes, he's one position I do like, but he's independent, I think, as well. I'm not sure.
You literally are News Round.
I'm not really, but like,
remember BBC News Round? Was that the kids one? What was the kids one called, Tom?
Yeah, it was. No, so he's not independent. He's a part of the Social Democrats.
Oh.
But whatever.
There seems to be a buzz about them, to be honest, at the moment.
I don't know. Yeah, like, so I'd say Mary Lou is sweating. I'd say now she's going, like, she's, because if the general election is looming, she'll be wanting to make sure that the people get in. And I have to say, I was more invested in Sinn Féin in
the last election.
Not in the last election. I think through COVID, I really kind of just, I feel like I felt like I blamed a bit of Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil for like our life being pulled away from us. Mm-hmm. But also now in hindsight, what else could they have done? And I don't think that, it's like you said, they all go against each other. So right now, I don't actually particularly like any of them.
Yeah.
But I have a vested interest in the justice, because I'm just like, fucking sort that out. I don't know why. I think it's from that day I saw her in shops and she was just so rude to the staff.
Yes.
That's really,
well,
like,
you didn't like her from that moment, and that was way before any of this.
There's been so much, like, and the fact that they are talking about moving her, and I think she's obviously been maybe mates with Leo, and that's why she hasn't been moved. So maybe.
Okay. Tell me this, when you're a Taoiseach, and I don't know if you know this, me asking you like you're the encyclopedia, once you're Taoiseach, like, what happens when you retire? Do you just get like, I don't know if you're like President of America, you get a wage for the rest of your life?
You do, yeah, you get a great pension. Because once you've been Taoiseach, yeah. Like, so yeah, they keep that for life.
Wow.
That's why, like, just to get it even for a hot minute would be fab.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go for Taoiseach.
Google how much the salary is, right?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to know.
There it is. Oh my God, it's up there.
Go on.
Oh my God. So the salary for annually is $230,372.
Wow.
Yeah. And then as a salary or as a TD.
That's not including all your expenses as well.
Oh yeah, very good. and then 107,376 salary as a TD.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so. The basic salary of a backbench TD is 107,376. Cabinet ministers and junior ministers receive additional allowances. That's a pretty good job, isn't it?
I mean, salary wise, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Let me see. How much does Leo Varadkar earn a year? Leo Varadkar, Prime Minister Taoiseach of Ireland, earns a salary of 233,828 per year. How did he become Taoiseach? The Taoiseach must be a member of the Dáil Éireann. After general election, a resignation of the Taoiseach, members of the Dáil are proposed a seconding nomination of the Dáil to the position of Taoiseach. Mm. What would you say the Taoiseach's favourite position is?
Dolly, for sure.
Oh, do you want to? Who is the highest paid TV presenter in Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is obviously late because it says Ryan Tubridy. Yeah, so that's okay. That's obviously not him. Let me see. Has there ever been a female Taoiseach? No, there hasn't.
No, no. Is there anyone like, well, I suppose Mary Lou?
Mary Lou is probably, but yeah, I'm just trying to see. I love when all these related questions because you always learn a little bit of extra crap. Oh, who was the first female politician in Ireland? I never knew this.
Who was it?
Oh, it was Constance Markovitch.
No way.
Yeah. So that was like basically Countess Markovitch. She was the first. Yeah. Yeah.
I have like an art piece of her at my apartment.
How was that? Nice, I never knew that, did you?
No. But it makes sense because she's the one that everyone always talks about, though.
Yeah. And Peter's mom dressed up as her in all, do you remember?
Oh, yes.
No, she didn't. I think that was just Manana Heron.
And Nelson on your list.
Yes. Podcasts.
Oh, yes.
Well, actually, no, before we go into that, we'll go into Celebrity Big Brother. Of course, the winners that were announced. Yes. David Potts
did win, and I was thrilled because I was like, oh God.
You watched the show he's in?
No, is that the Weekender thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
I like your man, Jordan Weekender. You know him? He's a ride.
He was a ride.
He was in Big Brother as well.
Yeah, he is a ride. Oh, maybe that is a reason to watch it then.
He has one of those lipstick kisses.
What's that mean?
You know, the lipstick kiss tattoo? He has one of them.
You love them.
I hate them.
I'm ready now to watch anything David Potts is in, I think, at the moment. Because I was like, he was sound. He was himself. Yeah, like, at one point, I was like, oh, is he just giving it loads? And like, I don't think you can fake that either. Not for that long.
I thought the casting was actually very good. I was not excited about it at all at the start.
Me either.
And then I got really into it.
Yeah.
It was a good mix. But Louis Walsh, I think, fucking made it.
Oh, made it. But I really thought he was going to win. I thought he was going to walk.
No, I knew he wasn't going to make it. And then in the final, I really thought it was going to be, I knew it was going to be down to Nikita or him.
Oh my God, Nikita fucking was like watching paint dry. Just so boring.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter was like, leave my Nikita alone. I was like, you can have your Nikita.
People get really obsessed with people, don't they, online? Like on Twitter and stuff like that.
I think it's half of it. It's just the crack. Do you know what kind of
way? Yeah, but I love a bit of Celebrity Big Brother. I'm glad it's back and I hope they get to redo it again.
And Ekin-Su didn't show up at the finale.
Why was that? Because she got that weird interview on the big
sore loser. Just like
she came across horrible. I thought
yes.
I never liked the vibe of her.
And she hadn't even seen the episode, and she was already blaming the edit. And I was like, okay, she was just bitter. I'd say, but I'd say she'll have to go quiet for a little while. Like she was the darling.
She needs to go away. And that for fucking Love Island. That mentality of people who go on that show and watch that fucking show. It's like it's just, and I think as well. It's given kind of like it's really bad vibe for people. Like it's like that's the aesthetic that people have to have. It's not fucking reality. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very toxic. In like, I know there's we watch Housewives and all that. That's a different kind, but I think like physically, I think it doesn't make people feel great. Like normal people don't look like that.
Yeah, no fair. And their most recent one flopped apparently, the All Stars one. They brought all their like big names back and no one watched. I fell asleep yesterday during Potomac. Did anything happen?
No, not really, to be honest.
Like the dresses are gorgeous though.
The dresses are nice.
And the hair, fucking gorgeous. But the seating plan must be rotting them. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
Giselle is in second seat for the first time ever. Mm. And then Karen with her new short do.
Yeah.
And her slender
and her facelift.
She looks great, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does look good.
I love the little hair on her.
I'm glad she's back. I'm glad Robin is gone and I'm glad Candace is gone.
Yeah.
Needed a break.
Candace needs to go. It was the same shite all the time.
Well, it was just the dynamic. It's because it's too segregated. We need to mix it up.
Yeah.
You know? Podcasts I need to talk about.
Oh yeah, go on.
You know I love a good podcast. Mm. I listened to, I don't know if you've listened, I don't think I've mentioned it here. It's called Runaway Joe.
Oh,
did
no.
I tell you about this?
No, never.
So there's a podcast called Runaway Joe. I don't want to kind of ruin it for you. I know people are always looking for a good podcast story. I love a series podcast.
Yeah.
That there's a bit of a story, and especially if it's real life, I can really get into it. And when it's done kind of like a TV show, but almost like a radio show where you can kind of like listen to the interviews and things like that. But this is a good one because basically this man murdered his wife in like 1960, like the late 60s in America.
Okay.
And fled to Ireland and has been like a runaway, like criminal for like all these years, but living in Ireland and has had a wild life in Ireland. Like they interview people that knew him, people that worked with him, and he's still on the run. They never found him. So he's basically, they did catch him in Ireland and he was in Mountjoy prison and all this, but he kind of got away again. So it's really...
He escaped prison?
Yeah, he escaped prison. He escaped hospital. Like he's had a crazy life. It'd be a great movie.
Yeah,
it's like Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah,
but like reality.
Okay, yeah.
And it's in Dublin, which is wild. And I'm like, how did I never hear about this?
Yeah, totally.
And it's of the era, like so. This all kind of was going through in the 80s, and Ireland was in a very different time. There was like a lot of political kind of stuff going on. It was very. It's just got everything. It's very juicy. Uh-huh. So I would recommend it. And I'm not really into those kind of RT podcasts sometimes, but this is a good one.
Oh my God. By the way, the way your voice just changed there. Those RT podcasts.
Yeah. You know, because some of them are just a bit like, I hate to kind of say it, but some of them are just a bit hetero. Do you know what I mean? They're just a bit like, you know.
Where's the glamour?
Where's the glamour? Where's the scandal? Where's yeah. the, like, I like a juicy, salacious uh-huh. podcast. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And it's just a bit too.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, no, give me the dirt. Give me the scandal.
I'd love to talk to a prison officer, you know that? And just get like a big juicy, like.
You need to talk to an ex-prison officer.
Yeah.
You can't talk to someone who's in the, like, actually, I probably, I think I know one.
Do you? Mm. I want to know.
I don't know if you talk though.
I want to know, like, what's the crack with phones in there? Like, how are they getting them in? Like, I want to know, because everyone has one, don't they? Like, everyone kind of does.
Yeah, but if you're caught with them, so I know somebody that is in, I think they call it the Docus.
Okay.
So it's like kind of like, it's like a fancy kind of wing and it's nice and you get kind of, it's just like you got your own kind of room. It's just more cash and they've got like a little insomnia style thing. And
insomnia like a coffee shop?
Yeah. You know, like it's kind of set up like that. You know, like it's set
sorry,
up. Like,
but if Sean is doing a video for this little clip, I can just picture it now. Like, sell. Insomnia, Tavina serving behind you. Yeah. Coffee cake.
But it's kind of like it's set up like that, kind of like very informal. You know, like people can have their visitors. And yeah, of course, if you have a phone, do you know how much of those little phones are?
What?
Like €350. Oh. Those tiny ones. But you can text and do everything and they'd be having the great time. But there was a girl telling me that she went to visit her partner and he's in prison. I won't say what for, but he's in prison for something very serious. Like,
okay.
And she said that there was a couple they kind of have like little private rooms. You can kind of like little booths kind of. And he was caught. She was giving him a blowjob.
What?
Yeah. With the kids and all over there.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
But she was caught now because of that. He lost all his privileges. So he's gone back to like regular prison in the Rotten Mountjoy. Like, so, yeah.
Where were the kids?
They were only babies, like, but they were there, and yeah. Okay. So, but she like he gambled all that for a blow.
Like, oh my God, it's not worth it, is it?
No,
not a fucking hope.
His but partner,
then,
like,
but then how do they get the chargers in as well? Like the phones seem a little bit like easier to conceal, but the chargers, like that can't be. Although the new iPhone ones, at least, like those little prongs, they folded on each other, so that'd be a bit easier to conceal.
I'd say, yeah, God, I'd love to know, but I think it's always gone, and every time they figure out a new way, they like, because I was watching a documentary about Mountjoy, they were getting people going in, and they were even bringing kids in like in the communion dresses and all, and they were bringing stuff in sewn into the communion dresses.
Wow.
Yeah, wild.
And I want to know, like, who's getting the blowies? Who's doing them?
I don't need
who's
to do anything.
Them? No?
No, because I also had another friend who was in prison.
Go on.
Actually, I have two who are getting the same stories.
Yeah.
And they, like some people, like if they know you're gay, they kind of just like keep your head down. Mm. But if you're outwardly gay, I think it could be an issue.
Oh, wow.
So it depends. It really depends on the
way. Like you got a hard time. Like,
I think you could, yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful.
But I think there was one guy I know, then he's really, like, he would never even know that he was gay. He's very, like, rough looking.
Okay.
But he's big Mary. In reality, but he just was keeping his head down because he didn't want any shit. Didn't just wanted to get his time done and just get out. Mm. And he said it was a struggle.
Yeah. It's just that, like, what, like, do you remember on TG Carr, they used to play Oz, like, that TV show?
Yeah, well, that's like, but they, listen, but they do that all the time over the years. They've had Oz, yeah. They've had Bad Girls, they've had Prisoner, yeah. They've had, like, there's something very sexy about prison. Like, as in, but I think it's, I don't think there actually is. I think just we're kind of given this, because it's the, all about the stuff you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Like, it's the two, like, Julies making their fucking gin, yeah, and tonics in there.
And did you ever hear, there's this guy who does crank calls online.
Okay.
Very good. On YouTube. And he did this crank call where, and he's fucking amazing changing his voice. His voice is so good.
Okay.
And he sent out a thing to all his listeners where if they wanted him to prank somebody in their life, like, but he wanted to do a really good one.
Okay.
So he, but this guy had rang in and he said, I was in prison for, like, it was something minor, like it was, you know, it's just like, a DUI or something, whatever it was in America, but something kind of like, he only was in prison for like a month or something.
Okay.
And he said, so let's prank her and say that you're my friend from prison. Uh-huh. And so he rings the wife and he's like asking, basically telling the wife that him and Jared or whatever had a special relationship in prison. And he's like, you know, he was, you know, we were very close and it's Valentine's Day coming up. Can I come and stay? Right. And she's like, no. So he basically tells the wife that he was having this full blown, they were in love in prison. Yeah. And that she is like, and she's a Christian. She's a born again Christian. So she's really into God. And she's like, she's crying. She's having breakdowns on the phone because she fully believes. And then she'd tell him, he'd deny it. And then the guy would go back to him and say that it's everything she said. So he'd keep coming back after her. And it was fucking hilarious. Like,
oh my God,
so
I'm watching
good.
That true.
Yeah, it was so good. It went on for ages. It was so good. That's, and then at the end, she was like, she was so close to leaving him because she was like, she thought like her whole life was
burnt. Oh my God, that's fucking gas.
So yeah, so Runaway Joe, it's called, mm-hmm. is the podcast. It's amazing. Check it out. And also Queen of the Con is back. So if you haven't, if you have not listened to Queen of the Con about the Irish heiress, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. This one is season 5. And it's about the athlete. It's called The Athlete Whisperer. Ooh. And it's about this woman who pretend to be a financial advisor. And she gets in with like all these pro athletes in America. She stole millions from all these like football players and basketball players. And Dennis Rodman is the kind of main focus of it. Like she really got under his skin. She took millions from him. It's wild how she got away with it. So yes, that's a good one as well. Okay. So check it out.
Davina's top tips. There we have it.
There we go. Yeah. So do you know what I have written down here? And I can't even remember what it's a woman in chemist. I don't know what that's about.
That's fucking gas.
Woman in chemist. What is that about? Woman in chemist.
So I did the gate, obviously, with
the gaiety.
The gaiety. Did I say that weirdly? Gate. Oh, the gaiety, yeah. With Spencer Vogue on Thursday and Friday. You came Thursday, mm-hmm. but my mom came on the Friday.
I saw.
Yeah. And like they were dying to, like, they were saying dying to meet Spencer and Vogue, but I definitely got the impression it was a little bit more Spencer, if you know what I mean. Mm. And he walked past. So I said, Spencer, come on in. And just the way they all changed when he was around, I was like, oh, they all think he's a bit of all right. Like,
yeah.
A little bit of a like, can we get a photo? Dying to show all their friends, I'd say, afterwards. But to be fair to them, sure, she's a fucking sounder. Some of my friends came back stage afterwards and there was a big group of people. She went around to everyone in the room, introduced herself. Just a fucking lovely person.
Vogue is lovely. And yeah. Like she gets a terrible time, like in the press. Do you know what rots me? Dublin Live have, I think they use Vogue as clickbait all the time.
Really?
They just put up these stories and then it's always people keep calling her vague and people saying like it's just shady shit about her. And I'm just like, yeah. Actually, like she's done so well for herself and she's so fucking nice. And just like, just these haters. And you know what?
Does Suzanne Jackson get shit like that as well?
They don't really post much about her.
Okay.
Like the odd time if they do, they seem to really hone in on Vogue, which I find fascinating.
Yeah. Because these are like female Irish entrepreneurs. Yeah. Kind of way like they're out there doing it, like have their own brands.
Yeah.
Doing their own deals. Like they should be fucking, they're the ones to be studied, not the Love Islanders.
Oh, big time.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like they've actually made something of their life and something, you know, something impressive. So yeah, but no, they're sound. And the show was actually really fun.
Yeah, real fun.
When I went on the Thursday, Spencer had said to Vogue on stage that she made a joke and she said, "You've no Irish friends." And he said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "Well, who?" And he goes, "Well, I'm friends with Ronan Keating." She was she's like, "No, you're not." And he goes, I'm ringing him right now. So he called Ronan live on stage on the mic.
Yeah.
And there was no answer.
Okay.
And he's like, "Oh, he didn't answer." And they just went back to the show and then the phone started ringing. And it was Ronan ringing back. And he's like, "Oh, hello, mate. How are you?" And he's like, "Oh, hey, mate. How's it going? What story?" He goes, "What's the story, brother?" As he said.
Yeah.
He goes, "I'm just here with my wife and she doesn't think of any Irish friends. And I just want to say we're friends, aren't we?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm just on stage at the minute. Say hi to everyone." Ronan Keating was not impressed. He was not. He goes, "Right." He goes, "Say hi to everyone." He goes, "Hi, everyone." Like, it was so awkward. And he was fuming. I wouldn't say he's the crack.
Well, he did say, because they actually video called him on the Friday night, but it was Ronan's idea as well. He said, "You can call me again on the Friday." And they video called him that time. So he probably had the ring light on and all. We're like, "Hiya, how are you?
Oh, good. Okay, well, maybe it was set up.
But no, it wasn't the first night. It absolutely wasn't. No.
Because I could tell by his voice, like, he didn't sound set up.
And then the second time, he let it ring for fucking ages. And I think he was doing that on purpose as well. Like, I'm not going to answer. And then at the very end, he goes, "Hello."
That's good. I like that. Well, maybe he gets to crack them. Maybe I'll take it back.
So
that's it. I also just want to say before we go, into our next section, Pride Party is coming up.
Oh, yes.
All the Pride bookings are coming in. Uh-huh. All the craziness is happening. So do get your tickets. Jedward on sale. We have Jedward, we have Katie Price, we have Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
We have a big drag show. We're going to have a lot going on. So that's on June 29th. It's at Vicar Street and tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.ie.
Love it. And I'm going to do quick shout outs to some of our new Patreons. We've got Stephen Kane, Paula Dempsey.
Stephen Kane.
Yeah. James Byrne, Killian and Dara. You can get even more Petty Little Things over on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/PettyLittleThings. Pod. There'll be a brand new episode out on this Monday, exclusive only to our Patreon.
Fabulous. Well, let's take a little break and we will be back with our Rotters of the Week.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Yep.
And we're back, and it's that time of the week.
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Now, hold on. Right. You just did a 3-2-1, and I do way too many 3-2-1s as well.
Well, I was doing that for an extra count in. You just do that in real life.
I just say it all the fucking time.
Tell you, it'd be great working in NASA. 3-2-1, rock it off. Do you remember there used to be a show, I think it was called 3-2-1, the man used to do 3-2-1.
Yeah.
It's actually really hard to do 3-2-1.
Yeah, hold on,
it's hard. It was 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Yeah, but the way it was really quick.
Okay, have us, yeah.
Did it. No, like he was like, did it. It would not like that. So yeah, we're back with Rotter of the Week, and I was just not rotted enough.
No,
I think I've maybe had a breakaway, so it's like a bit calmer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All my breaks, all my rotters were things I couldn't say publicly. To be honest, but I have sat over this now for the last 2 weeks. I've been taking notes.
Yeah, I have some too.
I have a rotter word though, which I really don't like, and this is from listening to a lot of American podcasts. Okay, my rotter word is liquor. I don't like the
liquor. Yeah.
It's like, I hate the way they say that.
Yeah.
Liquor store. I'm going to go to the liquor store.
Yeah.
And it also is like liquor.
Liquor stores have such different rules all over the fucking world as well. Like, I can never
understand. It makes you feel like you're doing something really bad.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like, where it's like you walk in and you walk into Dunn's, say you go into the you know, the zero zone. Zero crack zone. It's like,
put your head down quick, run past it.
The zero zone where there's like zero alcoholic gin and like, why would you be bothered? Like, just, that's absolute pointless.
I just thought they're like a Club Orange, if that's the case. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, who, if you're drinking zero fucking gin.
I mean, maybe.
No maybes.
Maybe you want like.
No
like
maybes. A, no maybes. Stop, zero gin. Fuck off. Like, dude, seriously.
Well, would zero you have like wine. A Shirley Temple though? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, little like.
No, like, seriously, there's no need. Like, unless you're totally trying to fool yourself. Like, are you an alcoholic?
Okay. Well, I think I might have found it then. Apparently, Guinness Zero is very nice. So if you like a Guinness.
If you like a full carvery in a glass, there you go. Like, actually, I understand maybe if you're a pint drinker and it's like the flavor of alcohol, that might be different. But if you're having, say, like a vodka orange juice, for example, like I'd have, like, I couldn't tell sometimes if there's even, well, actually, no, I can't tell.
I can't. It's dangerous that I can't tell what's in it at all.
But I'm okay with that, by the way. But it's this, like, if you're trying to fool yourself and you're sitting there, and by the way, we would drink, like, you know, drag queen shots.
Yeah.
We're not measuring with a cup. No. That's what we're gonna say.
We're measuring with love. Do you know what I mean?
Like, self-love.
Self-love.
And yeah, so if you're having like, you know, a non-alcoholic gin at home, I'd just rather just have a tonic water with a bit of fruit.
It's expensive. You know, there's a new bar that's after opening beside me that is just a non-alcoholic one, it's called.
And I hate to be the one kind of like, you know, drag on it a bit, but I'm just like, I just don't see the point.
Well, it's called Board. But like in a game board way. All so right. B-O-A-R-D. And there's all these different games in it. And it's like tea, coffee, like non-alcoholic.
Well, actually, to be honest, there is a lack of places like that to go. You know, if you're on a date and you're actually just not drinking, I suppose.
Yeah.
But.
You're not going though.
Yeah. No.
Like, let's be real. You're not. Like, I actually quite liked it before.
There was another
place
in Cable Street called, I think it was... Bloody Mary's or something. Yeah. It was like a non-alcoholic, it was a mocktail kind of bar that closed down.
I like the idea of a place existing, but like, listen, some people are not also, great at supporting.
They were also charging like cocktail prices for a mocktail.
That's what it is there as well.
So I don't understand how, like, if I understand that the price of alcohol is expensive, but how can you charge the same for like juices?
Well, because they're putting in these non-alcoholic, like,
oh no,
vodkas and gins and stuff like that.
No,
well, and they are expensive.
Well, liquor is my rotter word.
Liquor. I don't actually have a rotter word this week, but I'll get behind that.
Don't worry, we'll get behind it.
I have some actual rotters though. Do you go for my first one?
Yes, go ahead.
Which is like, we're around a lot of performers, and some of them just have two arms longer than the other.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Where's everyone's hairspray? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, I like, listen. I have shown up and I've forgotten my bottle of hairspray before. Or like, you know, just those small, it's these small things that are essentials to drag.
Can I say somebody stole my hairspray?
What?
Yeah. So I like the Schwarzkopf, the yellow. We all like that one.
Which, by the way, is six something a bottle.
I was by a few bottles at once.
Me too.
And I was down to my last one. And because they have gone missing. Maybe if someone pick it up. And a lot of people use it, so they might think it's theirs. And I understand that it's happens. So I got a marker and I wrote Davina, Davina, do it. So there's about eight Davinas written all over this yellow bottle.
I've done this too. But it wipes off. That's kind of annoying.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. And I'm like, I'm looking around and I'm like, some bitch fucking took that. And I'm not around as many entertainers.
Yeah. I'm just going to let that sit for a minute. I mean, there's lots of little things like spirit gum. I actually ordered in my own bottles of spirit gum. I think you found me the link to them. So now mine look different than everyone else's.
So you know.
That is helpful.
You have to catch a queen.
Oh my God, that's a new podcast.
Yeah, Catch a Queen.
Catch a Queen.
Queen of the Con.
So yeah, there's things we need. We need vodka. We need like the hairspray. We need the like certain types of glues, stuff like that. No one is always going to have everything, but some people just have nothing.
There's an instance as well. Like there's, so in our, like we have like these little kind of walk-in wardrobes. A couple of weeks ago, I was doing a show and I went, did the show, and I always just kind of leave the door open, and like I've, all my shit is kind of there, but it's not many people around. And when I came back, I was like, what's that smell? I was like,
you do have a sensitive nose.
I was like, that's my perfume. I was like, but it's not the perfume I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. I was like, somebody's been in this room. Mm-hmm. Somebody was in that room, spritzing away and having a good go at my gorgeous shoes. I was like, I know exactly who it is, and I've got eyes on them.
Well, that's my first rotter of the week.
Well, yeah, that's an eternal rotter.
Bring the essentials.
Yeah, bring fucking anything. Scruffy bitches.
Just the essentials.
So my first rotter is food being served in dishes.
Okay.
Like on a plate. Like, oh, tuck in.
Yes.
Tuck in.
Yes.
No. I'd like to be served. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, so you don't like the serving plates, and you know, then like, everyone takes their own bits. Say everyone
like makes like a kilo of veg, right?
Yes.
And then puts the veg out in a dish, and there's a spoon, and you're like, oh, pass the veg. No, like fucking like put it onto the people's plates. Like, yeah. I don't like that. It's like, and then
I'm with you.
And people sitting there and they're like,
okay, well, hold on, because a listener sent in a rotter, which was like going for dinner with a friend who keeps making that noise. Mm. So the whole way through the meal, they said that like their friend, when they started, they kept going, every single bite they kept going,
oh, vile.
That made me cackle. Yeah. So funny that you said that.
I'm with you on that. That's gross.
It's gross.
And we went, when we were in Spain, we went for tapas.
Yes.
And we didn't go for tapas because I hate tapas. But it was like there was
you don't hate all tapas, so that's a lie. Like Market Bar, you don't mind that one.
Yeah, I just don't like, I don't really like sherry bits. Like I don't like when, because if someone, I always end up being hungry because I'm kind of polite, I'm a polite eater like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas some people are gluttons.
Yeah.
And they'd be like,
even just you doing, do you know that, I mean? I'm like rotted.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
So we had this kind of like, it's Ibiza tapas, it was called. So it was like smaller kind of portions. And when it came out, I was fuming. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, if you brought me to this fucking restaurant, I was like, and there's like little nibble, like tiny bits. I was like, this is not, because I don't like tasting menus. I'm not into that. I like little grazy things. I can sit like, you know, but not for like a meal. Just like, okay. For me, like, but anyway. So, yeah. So that's people like, it's the big serve and things. They're like, help yourself. Uh-huh, it's like, just because you're too fucking lazy to put it onto the fucking plate.
But also there are people, you know, like if you've been invited out for dinner or like maybe you're on a holiday.
I think people think it looks nice.
It looks nice. But
it's very annoying.
It's also the people who are doing the washing up.
That's what I mean.
Using 64 fucking pots, pans, plates.
Yeah.
Someone has to do them.
Yeah.
And that's,
and there's an energy crisis. Think of the dishwasher. No, it's absolute bastards.
That someone is probably you or me.
Nice Easter dinner. Here's 47 plates on the table.
My second one is, so all these fucking minerals, like Coke Zero, whatever it is, they've all changed their lids at the moment.
Oh.
Have you noticed this?
No.
And they're attached to the fucking bottle.
Yes. Is that so they can be recycled?
I have no idea, but like it's driving me fucking insane. So then you have to rip it off.
Well, maybe you don't rip it off.
Why?
Maybe you just leave it on and just.
I know, but then like closing it and opening it each time is like, you have to go to it with an
have
angle.
Have you used any of the bottle banks that are?
Yes.
Have you?
I've successfully done it once. Mm. I've attempted to do it two more times. And the first time it rejected everything that I brought.
Oh.
The second time it rejected like most of it.
Is it just plastic bottles?
Yeah.
And cans?
Yeah.
Cans as well?
Yeah.
I have to say I haven't used it once. I just put everything in my recycle bin.
Well, I mean, that's fine too.
Yeah, well, I just.
But it's more like it aggravates me that they are like, they're charging you more and you're paying more tax now.
Actually, I'm ripped off and everything.
You are. But it's just like they got one over on you more so.
Nah, well, listen, they can get another one over me if they like. I'm not really bothered.
Go on, Gary.
I have loads of these.
Runners. I have two more from listeners, so go for it.
Another one I have is the Dublin pedal tours.
Uh-huh.
Those pedal bikes that go around that are just full of fucking hen parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never wanted to see a wheel stuck in a Lewis track ever in my life. Like,
it is.
They just look like fucking hell on wheels.
Hell.
Like hell. Like if anyone brought me to a foreign city and made me pedal around wearing a mask of another man going, and it's someone in a sash, I would throw myself to my death off that pedal bike. I'd just be like, no, I'm out. It's fucking horrific.
I know.
I saw them the other day, they were singing, "Ooh, heaven is a place on earth." And I thought, actually on that is a fucking place in hell.
Yeah.
I was like, that's like the pet. That's not a place in heaven.
No, not at all. The other thing about it is that you always feel when they're going past, they're going to shout something at you. Do you know what I mean? That they're going to be like,
oh, I'm ready for them every time they pass by. I'm like, they one word out of them and they're all getting it.
Yeah.
I'll take the whole fucking bike down.
Especially if it's like a group of lads. Do you know what I mean?
If there's lads doing it, I think that's even a bit weird.
It's more lads I've seen than anything else.
Oh, I've seen just ladies at it.
So my rotter is next from a listener. We've got Stephen. And he said, "Hey girls, I have a rotter word or rotter phrase for you. Giving something their flowers. I keep hearing it nonstop and it's driving me fucking insane. I know it's meant in a positive light, but I'm bitter. So fuck it and fuck off with your flowers." I like that.
Give her that's a real old saying.
Real old.
Oh, give her flowers.
Give her flowers. Thanks, Stephen, for that. Go on, I feel like you've another one.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. My ultimate rotter is the clock's going forward.
Oh, yeah.
I can't lose another hour of the day.
I know.
Annoying. Like, and then I'm going to be very blunt here as well. I don't like that. I don't like that it gets brighter like earlier.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that the early mornings, it's like it cuts down on my night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm a creature of the night. I'm like, let me stay out longer. It's like Dracula when the fucking sun starts coming up. I'm like, I start hissing and like begging for a fucking.
That's fucking gas.
I hate it.
I have one final one. It's from Quiva, one of our listeners. Huge rotter when people say Sunday fun day or Sundays shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Sunday fun day. I don't have Sunday or Friday in my life. I don't do anything on Sunday or Friday.
They're your days off.
Yeah. Unless I'm doing like a brunch course. But they're my days. I don't exist. I only exist 5 days a week.
I can confirm even by text message that is factual.
Yeah. Well, unless I have to. But it's rare.
Fucking fair.
Very rare. Like it's like, you know the way people have bank holidays off?
Uh-huh.
Like I'll do like Friday, I might do the odd one here and there.
Uh-huh. Well, there we have it. That is our runners of the week. We are going to run, but we will be over on our Patreon next Monday. So do join us if you'd like to have a little bit more rotter or a little bit more juice. And we'll see you then.
Till next time.
Stay petty.
Mwah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.